It was quite different for me. I never really got traded in the middle of the season or got to a team where I didn't really know anyone. It was a big change for me. I just pretty well, still working on the ice, and you're trying to get to know the guys, what the pattern is or where they like to get the pass and all that. But just a bit of adjustment, but it's going fairly well so far.
The hockey community tends to be a small one once you kind of get to different organizations. Did you, through talking to the guys, kind of find, you know, some degrees of separation, like you guys know common people kind of thing?
Oh, I mean, all the time. You know people, like you played against people, like either school related or junior major related. Hockey's a small world.
Kind of ironic that your first NHL game was against the very team that you're playing for now. Is that, what kind of went through your head when you ended up signing with the team that you played against last season?
It was a long road for me. I started at the very bottom. That first game last year was just really something special for me. Not only for me, but my family as well. I ended up signing back with them. It was just great for me to still be able to get a contract and be able to get another chance to prove myself. Being in a team against, I played my first game. It is what it is.
And just in terms of training camp, how would you evaluate how things have gone as you've been kind of adjusting off the ice as well?
Yeah, I get to get together a little bit more with the St. John's guys who got probably their chance here as well in the last year or two. Try to click with them. They've done a really tremendous job last year, the playoff run. They have a solid group. You don't want to come in here and try to shake everything either. So I insert myself and try to get along.
What are you looking at to accomplish over these few weeks here in Winnipeg?
I came here. I played my first game, like was mentioned, against Winnipeg, but they don't know me. I don't really know them either. It's important for me to show them what I can do, and hopefully that can come at some point.
You talk about the St. John's guys based on the roster they had and a lot of players here in camp. Could be a lot of fun with that team this year. They look like they'll be all right.
Yeah, it's a lot of change. I played the last few seasons in Hershey. We had an older team. I come in here, and I'll become one of those older guys. I have tremendous respect for what they accomplish. I want to help them, get further, and in the meantime, here as well. But like I said, I have to respect what they've done and get myself into the mix.
If it doesn't work for you here and you do go down, is part of your psyche here to try and convince them that you, if there's an injury here or an opening, that you're ready to come up and play?
Yeah, I think it was probably one of the main point focus on the discussion we had over the summer. I haven't played tons of NHL game, but I played ton of games over the last 7 years. I'm a little guy. I'm mature enough. My game is mature enough to know what I can bring and what they want, and I can do that on a day, game after game. And if it's one game at a time, it's going to be one game at a time. If it's a month, it's going to be in a month. And I know my game is mature enough. It's just a matter of if the opportunity is going to come or not.